Welcome to another podcast with Jess and I, and today we have a special treat for y'all. Jess?
I've actually been given some music by a local band, Think Faster, and we've listed CD, and we have some great stuff to talk about.
And if this band is not in one of the 100 greatest bands you must know for alternative press anytime soon, press, I'm going to be a bit disappointed in you, to be honest. So, let's talk about it. The name of the album is actually called Connoisseur. And it has 7 tracks. I know one of the guys, he is the drummer, and he was kind enough to give us the CD and to review it for y'all. What the drummer has told me is that they recorded this in a home studio, and they'll be releasing the CD on March 28th at the Amarillo Baptist Student Ministry, BSM. They'll be on sale for $5, and if you're one of the first 10 people to show up, you will get 20% off, guys. It's a $5 CD, guys. I would take all the opportunities I can get.
It's worth it. It's a good album. I've listened to it, and yeah, it's good.
I like it, yeah. It's good. So their album is going to be released at the Amarillo Baptist Student Ministry on March 28th. Go like their Facebook page for more details, because they have yet to announce what time they're going to go do it. So I'm going to leave a link below or above this podcast, and go pick it up.
Yeah, support your local music scene by listening to awesome bands like this.
So what did you think, though, overall? I thought, like, the first track was reminded me a bit of the Ramones, just like you had mentioned.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw me the other day, I was wearing a Ramones t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
I
think so. Yeah.
I think the songs, there's like a good variety of music. Like, I also heard like some early Blink 182. I don't know. And I don't know what their influences are exactly, but yeah, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe we could get one of them to come in one day and
discuss.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, a little segment on this podcast saying, hey, this is a band and this is what they're going to talk about. This is a band and this is what they just released. Something to talk to them about, hopefully, for future. And guys, if you ever want to send us some music, we'd more than willingly want to hear it, and we'll want to give it a review, give you a thumbs up, a little bit of a promotion here.
We would be more than happy to do that.
Yeah,
we love new music.
We love local bands.
Yes.
So pick it up, March 28th, Amarillo BCM.
Like them on Facebook.
And it's $5, guys, $5.
You spend more at Starbucks on
it. Yeah, technically you do spend more at Starbucks, and this is something well worth it and will last you a lot longer than
forever. Than yeah. Coffee.
Than coffee. Coffee only lasts for like 10 minutes, or mine does. If you get the album on March 28th, leave us your comments on this podcast, and we'll, you know, mention them on our podcast that releases that week as well. And we'll give a more in-depth review, because I'm planning to go to the concert that they had that day too. So it's a concert you guys can go to. So guys, we're just going to mention right now that this is going to be a very short podcast, mostly because we had a lot of hectic schedules and stuff like that, a lot of things to do. It's the middle of the semester, midterms are coming up, so spring break's coming up, so we really want to hear about some of your plans that you want to, things you're planning to do. One of the things that I wish that I could go, but I'm too poor to, is South by Southwest. That is this spring break. And if any of you are going, please give me a ride and some free place to stay, because I'm very poor right now.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go to Southwest by Southwest. Southwest either. But I am going to go to a show in Amarillo to see Osho Parrish. And then a show in Midland. I'm going to go see one of my favorite power violence bands, AC/DC.
Yeah.
Not the old band, but
not the AC/DC that we all know.
AC/DC.
Okay. So this 8th of March is coming up. Owl Nation is one of the most, maybe not popular bands, but they have that one song that is extremely popular.
Sail.
And you probably heard it. Especially if you're just became a Vikings fan on the History Channel. Apparently, History Channel thinks it's okay to use the same song. That's what I've been hearing a lot. I love The Sail. I love Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. But it's the song that I'm hearing constantly on TV. And I'm so pissed, because I feel like advertising groups don't know what other advertisers are using it. And it's like, Hello.
There's other songs out there.
Yeah. But there were Owl Nation's coming this Friday to Lubbock.
Yes. I think they're playing the Lone Star Pavilion.
Lone Star Pavilion. We'll leave a link down below. And Pierce Lavelle is coming up, too.
On Saturday.
And I can't go.
In Lubbock, too.
Sorry. I'm a big fan. But they're going just going to Lubbock, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Pierce Lavelle, as some of you might know, and everybody knows Jess's hatred towards it.
No.
Because she doesn't like Pierce Lavelle. But I'm going to be so sad that I'm going to be 2 hours away from my babies, and I can't go because I'm a poor college student.
If I was you, I would just go anyway and, like, try to sneak in.
Try to sneak? No. Well, I mean, see, I'm not saying that I would sneak in, but I would be worried about guests.
Oh, okay.
That's the one thing I'm worried about. Everything else, I'm fine. It's just the guests. Nobody wants to go with me, apparently, because nobody likes Pierce Lavelle like Jess here. And so, yeah, unless you guys want to go with me, give me a ride, I'll pay for my ticket. I'll pitch in some money for gas. I just cannot afford paying
somebody take trip. Danny to Pierce Lavelle.
Please, please take me. I will be forever grateful to you. And I already met Jamie. I think we've talked about this before, have we, or have we not? I mean, we've talked face-to-face, but we've talked about this in the podcast?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Well, I'm going to give my little story.
Okay, tell us your story,
Jess,
Danny.
Jess is so annoyed here because I already told her like 20 times. This past semester on fall of 2012, Pierce Lavelle was going from Albuquerque, New Mexico, I believe, all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they passed by here in Amarillo, and they were at the Big Texan. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I'm not a native of Amarillo.
Big
so
Texan,
I'm a
big tourist attraction.
So, I was on Twitter. I had no idea they were here. I saw a tweet from Jaime, and it was a picture of them in the Big Texan. He took a picture of, he Instagrammed, I'm sorry, the mariachi, or the band that plays there. I want to call them mariachi band, but I'm not
mariachi.
I don't know what they are.
It's like a country band.
I call them mariachi or something.
With the instruments.
So, I saw it. I got super excited. It was like 11. So, I had class the next day, and I was just like, oh, I was so debating myself whether I should go or not. So I was like, nope, I'm not going to go. So then I refreshed my feed, and I see that Jenna, the singer of Tonight Alive, has also Instagrammed the same thing. So I flip out. I'm getting ready to leave. I drive from where I live all the way to Big Texan, which is a pretty lengthy ride. And I was so mad at myself. I was just like, if I left my house for nothing and they're not there anymore, I'm going to be so disappointed by myself. So I'm driving there, I turn around in the highway thing, and I don't see a tour bus, I don't see anything, and I'm like here sitting so pissed in my car, like, oh my gosh, they're gone. Hallelujah, I see Jaime coming out of the Big Texan, and I recognized him because of his big hair. and I managed to take a picture with him, and I got him to sign it. I didn't get to see Vic or Tony or...
Where were they at?
Huh? They were already gone, according to Hyman. They were gone. They were ready to leave.
They just didn't want to see me.
I know, they didn't want to see me. They probably heard Danny's on her way. Might as well leave. And so I think they were with Sleeping with Sirens at the time, too, which I know you don't like them either. But I was just like, I missed Kellen, and I wanted to ask him about his daughter because I follow him on Instagram, and he just posts
creep.
I follow him. I mean, if it's, I'm a creeper for following him on Instagram, then everybody who follows me on Instagram.
You know about his daughter?
Well, because his daughter was is adorable. And I think I would have asked him about Mitch Lucker too.
Was it around the time Mitch Lucker died?
A bit. I think it was a bit afterwards, yeah. I would have totally asked him, like, hey, how are you guys about this whole thing? I probably would have gone in interview mode there. I mean, it was probably a very touchy subject at the time, but I would have totally gone there and done that.
Wow.
So that's my story. Jess is probably giving me the call. Jess
no,
is giving me that look off. Shut up, Danny.
If it was a band that I liked and they were like across town from where I was, I would definitely try to go see them. So moral of the story is go see your favorite band.
Yeah, because you never know. But I did get the autograph on my CD that I had at the time too, Collide with the Sky. And I was so elated. Like, nothing can ruin that week after that.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend and I, who also saw them on Twitter and stuff, she was there too. And we called each other, like, I'm on my way. And she's like, I'm almost there. So we managed to We managed to get a picture, and we were pretty sad that we didn't get to see the rest of the band. We didn't get to see Sleeping with Sirens, nor Tonight Alive. But we did see a bunch of people that worked, like the crew and everything, but we didn't know their faces. So that totally sucked for me because I totally could have done some networking there. But I looked hideous, so I just finished showering.
No, you looked fine in the picture.
Oh, God, did you not see my hair? I was like, I look like Simba.
Simba.
I look like Mufasa, dude. Or Scar. I look like Scar. But, yeah. It was a great experience, though. I mean, have you ever done that before, Jess?
No.
No?
No.
None of your AC, XTC band coming through here?
No, but hopefully I'll get to meet them during spring break.
During spring break? Okay. So, Jess, I hear you have a story about Nine Inch Nails.
Yes, I really want to talk about the story because over the weekend, or when was it, Friday, I found out that Nine Inch Nails is getting back together. Yay! And they're one of my favorite bands, and whenever I was a junior, they played their last show, supposedly. But it turns out that Trent Reznor is getting the band back together. Actually, not the band. He has a whole new lineup. And he's in a... they're planning on touring, and maybe if I'm lucky, I might get to see him.
So why did they break? Why did they?
He said,
"quote unquote," break up.
I don't know. I guess he just said he didn't like the way it was working. I mean, they've been together for like since the late '80s, and I guess I don't know. He was kind of tired of it. And then he got into soundtrack work,
which he did a great job.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for The Social Network with Atticus Ross, and then he also did The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Great work.
I love that movie. And then
love that movie. No, I love that album.
Both the album and the movie. I have both. But yeah, and 4 years later, he's getting a new lineup and releasing some new stuff, hopefully.
I have a secret. I mean, I have a confession to make to you.
What is it?
I've never watched the movie.
What?
Are
you kidding?
Because
me?
I want to read the book, and I have the book. I have the trilogy.
Oh my gosh.
I actually bought the book brand new, and then I went to a book sale. Kind of a book thing that the library here at Amarillo was doing. It was like big, you get to go, and every paper bag you fill is $3.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the second and third book of their first $3, dude.
Well,
all the
I
books
have a confession. I've never read the book. But I've seen the Swedish the trilogy, and then I saw the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I did hear, though, that the Swedish trilogy is a lot better.
No. Well, they've only released one movie from the American trilogy, I guess. And
Do you think they're gonna release a second or third?
I don't know. Everything's like,
because Rooney Mara,
in the air,
she's
yeah.
Busy.
But anyway, no, I actually like the American one better than the Swedish one. And I hope nobody gets mad because I said that.
Is it because Daniel Craig's in it? Yes.
No.
Did you just nod?
No.
Yes, you totally just nod. No. Okay, guys.
Nine Inch Nails back together. Yay.
Jess loves. She's probably totally gonna edit this out, but. She totally loves Daniel Craig as much as I do.
And Rooney Mara.
Well, I said Daniel Craig. I don't know about Rooney Mara. No, I do like her. She's cool. I like how she drastically changed. I saw her before and after look. Amazing. Like, I didn't recognize her, to be honest.
And she, like, actually got actual piercings.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
For her character. So, she's pretty committed.
Yeah.
And I hope they make the other two books into movies.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool. Moving on. Actually, today we had some other big news in the music industry. Do you listen to the Lamb of God?
Nope.
No. Well, I don't actually either, but but they're pretty big or really popular metal band. So today on March 5th, Randy Blythe, the lead singer of metal band Lamb of God, was acquitted of all manslaughter charges.
That's good, because, I mean, technically it wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't.
The way you said it made it seem like it was.
No.
I was just like, oh gosh, I got it all wrong. So, okay, transitioning here to bands that I've already well known because Jess is totally blushing right now.
Oh my God.
I want to talk a bit about the 100 bands you must know in 2013 that AP released recently. And I'm just going to go on a little rant here because...
Oh no.
Because one of the bands that are being promoted here is New Politics. And New Politics is a band that I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same band here, because it's the same number of members and same name, and it's like it makes me feel like, I don't know, Okay, it just, it's a bit frustrating for me because I've known this band for some while, and I know it's been 3 years, but if I knew who they were ages ago, I feel like they, I mean, I'm glad they're getting the spotlight that they receive, that they need, and they definitely deserve, but, you know, dude, this band has been together forever and ago, and I love them. Yeah, I love their 2010 album. I don't know. I'm just kind of a bit of a rant here because it's they've been here for some time now. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly enough, Davey's Suicide is one of the 100 bands you must know. And I'm kind of just sitting here like, wait.
Why?
What? First of all, why? Second of all, everybody knows who he is from Blood on the Dance Floor. Like, going back to our first point, why? Because it's, I mean, honestly, from a music professional standpoint, his music is crap. I mean, it's not that good. It's catchy. Wow. But I guess it's okay. In the industry business, it's okay because it's catchy and it gets people to buy it, but mm-hmm. It's not that good. What do you think about Davey's Suicide?
No comment.
Why no comment?
Just kidding. I don't know. I've never listened to his music, but he looks pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to leave a link below or above or something to one of the article of the 100 bands you must know. So check them out. Tell us what bands you definitely want to listen to. Tell us one of the bands you really love. Give us one of the names of the bands that you definitely think is going to outshine the rest of here. I know there are 100. I know that's a lot of bands to look for. But choose, look at the pictures, look at the titles.
Find some new bands to listen to.
Yeah. We really want to hear what your spring break plans. Tell us if you're going to a concert. Tell us if there is a local concert that we totally should check out. I definitely will because I live in Amarillo. I don't know about you, if you're going to be around.
I'm going to go to one local concert.
Which one? Yeah. Tell us about that one.
It's Austral Parish. It's March 12th. And then just a bunch of good local bands are going to play too. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. So that's about it today. We did tell you guys it's going to be a really short podcast. So this is the end. So this is it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
Check out some of the music we talked about, the AP bands.
We'll
Think
leave a
faster.
Link. Yeah. We'll leave links around so you could just go check them out. We want to point out that we're not going to have a podcast this spring break. It's something, I mean, it's
pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious. You're not going to be around. We're not going to be around. Everything's going to be closed. So.
We'll be back the week after that, though.
We'll be definitely back, yeah. Definitely be back. And anything else you want to say, Jess?
No, just leave us some feedback as usual.
Leave us some feedback. We love you. We love to hear anything you have to say. We love everything. We don't love everything. We promise. I don't like blue cheese. So definitely check out Think Faster. We'll leave a link below. Remember, they released their CD March 28th at the Amarillo BCM. And it's really neat. It's only $5. It is a show, guys, I think, as well. And the name of the album is Connoisseur. Seven
Yay.
Tracks. Best $5 you will ever spend,
That's
I promise.
That's like less than a dollar per track.
I know. It's a lot cheaper than iTunes. They give
yes,
you that much.
Yes.
So check it out, guys, and leave us some comments. And I know this is getting very repetitive, but tell us what you're going to do. Tell us if you go to a concert, tell us. We'll say
we
in a
know.
Podcast. We want to know what you're doing.
Not all
and
the
not,
time.
Not creepy. Please don't make it such a Twitter like I'm sitting in the couch watching this show and this just happened. Please don't. But just tell us what you're going to do, your music plans.
What you're listening to on the way to a trip.
Yes, what you're listening on your way to a trip. What you're going to jump out to. What you hear is good. We'll hear it. We'll give you a review. We'll tell you what the best songs are. Definitely. And, yeah. So, I'm Danny.
And I'm Jess.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
If you liked or disliked this episode, let us know what you think at www.theprairienews.com, on our Twitter, www.twitter.com/the_prairie, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/theprairiewt. See you soon. Yeah.